All right, guys, welcome back. James isn't here this week. This week I'm joined by
Ashley. Hi, guys. How you doing?
No, you'll be fine. Okay. Do you hear any like science fiction sound effects going on? What?
If I say you're Ace on here, right?
Yes.
Am I not supposed to say your real name? Is it a secret?
No, you can say it.
Okay.
I just go by Ace.
Okay. I was like listening to it and I'm like, yeah. Alright, Ace, I gotta keep that in mind. I don't wanna give away the
mystery. Let's stick with Ace, because nobody said my real name so far.
Alright, no, you gotta make it a mystery now, since you started it like that.
But basically, if you hear science fiction noises going on, it's because we are currently on something called the TARDIS. Basically, Ashley hit me to this new show. We both work together. And I went up to her one day and I said, I'm out of stuff to watch. Do you want to recommend anything? And she said Doctor Who. And every clip I've seen of Doctor Who, it seemed so cheesy. And so I just looked at her crazy. Didn't believe her at all. And she said, go watch an episode called Blink. And that's on season three.
And you totally thought you were going to be lost. You're like, I can't just start in the middle of a season. And I'm like, no. Trust me, you're going to be confused no matter where you go, because this show's been on since the 60s. That's honestly the best episode to start on.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen Doctor... Well, we'll get into this, but... I didn't want to just buy an episode for like $5.99 off iTunes or whatever, so I bought the whole season. And it's awesome. My original idea of Doctor Who was, I thought it was a wizard with a magic wand, like Harry Potter, because every cover he's holding this thing, and it turns out it's called a sonic screwdriver. Yeah, I know.
In wand. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry, I was like, well, if she wants me to watch a show about wizards, I just got through Harry Potter. But, alright, when did you first get into Doctor Who? Like, how old were you?
Well, my dad used to watch it when I was really young, so
was it the
Black
and White series?
The first ones I watched were with Tom Baker, which was around season 8 of the classic Doctor Who, I believe was Tom Baker, and I used to watch him when I was really young. I didn't really know what was going on, but then a couple years ago, I went into my house, and my brother was sitting in the living room watching a show, and I'm like, what are you watching? And he's like, Doctor Who. And I'm like,
what?
And I'm like, I remember this show. This is totally different. He's like, yeah, it's on again. The new Doctor Who started like a year ago. So I sat down and I started watching. It was an episode with David Tennant. Mm-hmm. And I just fucking fell
in
love.
Awesome.
I just like was addicted immediately. And so, I mean, as far as new Doctor Who goes, I've been watching it for like 2 years, I would say.
It's pretty cool. Now, let's see. The premise of the show, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just going on, I have only seen series 3, I just got season 1 in the mail yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start watching that, like, come the first season, so that's when we'll do another episode. And
you'll
we'll
like
keep
season
doing
1?
This.
You probably honestly won't like it as much, because
I saw the
Eccleston,
Doctor, and he plays a villain in, like, every movie.
Eccleston
like,
is a lot different of a Doctor.
Yeah.
So when you're going from Christopher Eccleston to David Tennant, it's a really good transition, because...
Okay.
You see someone you like more. But when you're going backwards, it's a little harder to like.
Because the only reason
like
I was gonna.
Sorry, I had to really
lock the door. I was like, Ashley, what are you gonna do to me? And then I was gonna just buy season 4 after he crashes on the Titanic or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, no, I gotta fill it in because I know I'm already addicted, so I gotta fill it up. But the only reason I got season 1 and 2 is because I wanted to learn about Rose. Because every time Martha, his new assistant, was next to him, she brings something up and he's just get all depressed. He's like, Rose.
See, yeah. I mean, as far as companions go, Rose is one of the top
first.
Ones. All right.
Doctor Who, and you can correct me because, again, I'm just going on season 3, is about a Time Lord that came from the planet...
Gallifrey,
and his people were destroyed by Daleks. And okay, that's one thing. First of all,
no, actually, wait, I'm correcting you already.
Okay,
his people were not destroyed by the Daleks. His people were destroyed by him.
He killed them. Wait, are you spoiling something right now? Should I be covering my ears?
I mean, this is something that's like talked about throughout the entire series since. 1960.
So David Tennant killed everybody?
Well, the Doctor, not necessarily David Tennant. Oh. what? Yeah, David Tennant went and fucking just murdered everyone. No. There was something going on called the Time War, which was a war between the Daleks and the Time Lords.
Right.
Which was taking place on Gallifrey.
Yeah.
And the only way for the Doctor to stop the Daleks was to destroy the entire planet. So he had, like, this difficult decision, which you can, like, tell, especially with David Tennant and Matt Smith, you can see, like, all the regret that they have. They definitely represent that best out of a lot of the Doctors.
Yeah, because definitely he has his emo moments.
Where David Tennant does an amazing job at maintaining this
I love his quirkiness.
Yeah, he's this witty, so quirky guy, but at the same time, you see so much depth in him and, like, so much pain, and it's really amazing he can, like, how he does that.
Like, I can't recommend this show enough, because I know there's people listening to this right now that are like, dude,
what the fuck are you talking about? And but I mean, and you learn more about the destruction of Gallifrey later. Yeah. You learn that it might not be quite what you think it is. That so there's
the,
a little more to it.
What do the
Daleks
do?
Daleks.
Daleks.
What do you mean? They were just at war. The Daleks are just a really destructive race. They pretty much want
to
run
everything.
The Time Lord
to protect Doctor Who to protect his people. He destroyed them.
Not to protect his people, to protect the universe. Because if he didn't
stop
the Daleks,
like he had to destroy them and his people.
He had to choose between his race, which a lot of them would have died anyway, and the races throughout the universe, because the Daleks would have gone through
so
and destructed every single race.
Daleks and
Daleks.
People.
Yeah.
Except for that
but
one guy that
again, you learn more about it later. It might not be quite what you think it is. Yeah, you learn about the Master.
He's awesome. He's so badass.
He's a character.
I'm gonna spoil it, but I loved it when he sent out those things that he.
The
Doctor Who people sent to the future, the kids
the
people.
What did they call them?
But anyways, when he sent out those, I love when the music's playing and like his hostage wife or whatever is just like dancing in the background. And he's just like, it's so epic, and I loved it. Like I'm addicted now. Like I would have never thought Doctor Who.
That's the thing with this show.
Again,
I mean,
why isn't it Doctor Who ? On the cover? Why is it Doctor Who? You know what? That's bugged me. I was like, it's like Doctor Who, and I'm like...
Because it's
more... Come on, this is bugging me.
I don't know, it's like...
Yeah, that's what bugs
just,
me. It's just one of those things I gotta try to live
because
with.
Because it's like, it's a question, but at the same time, it's like a statement. You know? It's so hard to, like, get that into words, but...
I wanted an episode to be where they're like... Like, somebody's like, Doctor! And then it just cuts to an owl, and it's like, boo! I was like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, did you see, one of my favorite things with David Tennant is, you know how he always says, Allons-y, you know?
Which, what?
Allons-y.
I don't remember that.
It means,
There's half shit that just goes over
my
head. Okay, I'll stop that.
Oh my god, my mind is like... Anyway, when he first starts saying that, he says, oh, I want to meet someone named Alonzo, so that I can say Alonzi Alonzo, and then in the episode with the Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen that one.
I haven't.
Okay, well that's why.
I gotta watch season 1, 2, and then.
In that episode, it's just the best moment because he asks one of the people. He's like, "What's your first name?" He's like, "Alonzo." And he's like, "Are you serious?" And he's like, "Yes." He's like, "Well, Alonzi Alonzo." It's just the best moment.
What does Alonzi mean? Is it just all those quirky things?
It's French for I know this, and my brain is not working. Hold on.
I didn't really like the pilot episode with Catherine Tate, the wedding one.
Yeah,
but
she,
that
she
one
comes
I was like,
back. She's in a lot
like,
of
I
it.
Can't even remember
I'm
why
not...
those things were chasing him. Like who those things were. Was that
oh,
just
it's
an
Let's
alien
Go,
race?
Which I was gonna say all set, but it's Let's Go. It's just like, yeah, it's Alan Z.
What were those things in the wedding episode? The Santa Claus. Were those just
those
aliens
were
that
they
were
robot. They were like robot alien things.
And how come in the follow up episode after that? It was like motorcyclists. Were those just more robots or something that were just after him for whatever reason? Remember when he first meets Martha, like Rose's replacement or whatever, in the hospital? Remember there's those guys in the black motorcycle helmets?
Those are just, I think those are just other like fucking minions of that crazy alien
lady. Just like bad guys chasing
him.
Oh, okay. I like, the thing that works so well with this, like, it that gets you hooked, and I realized it right away, and I know it's going to be with the Rose character when I see her for the first time in season 1, but the Martha character in season 3, that's supposed to be us. You know, like, every episode, it's like, let's go for another adventure. And, like, literally, when you start an episode, you're like, where is the doctor going to take me now? Because every episode basically starts in the TARDIS, and you can't wait for them to open that door.
And speaking about, I really want to talk about the companions, because there is, like, so I think, without a doubt, David Tennant is my favorite doctor. But he's awesome. Far as, like, the episodes themselves go, Matt Smith, I loved because his companions
made
it. I look
at him. He's the newer one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at him and...
Peter Capaldi is the newest one.
He's the one that's very blank, like,
Capaldi's
shiny.
One with the eyebrows.
Okay.
Matt Smith is the adorable one with the face,
yeah,
and he's just perfect,
one,
I and
like,
I love him.
Oh, okay.
But he has great companions, which really make him that
it's
much
be
better.
It's going to be rough for me to get into season one, and because that guy is cast as so many villains.
David
movies.
Tennant, the only good companion he had, in my opinion, was Rose. I didn't hate Martha.
I can't wait till season two then. Because I sneaked on YouTube and I saw, because he goes through this, every time a Time Lord dies, they go through a regeneration phase or whatever. I saw the regeneration of him into the David Tennant.
Yeah.
What's the guy's, the actor's name?
Which one?
From season one.
Chris Frackleson.
Yeah, when Chris Frackleson turns into David Tennant. And I just love how David Tennant, like, pops up and is like, oh, yes, like, Baba Kassar. So whatever he was finished, he just finished the sentence. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. But, and Donna Noble isn't terrible. I actually really didn't like Donna Noble, to be completely honest. But, so you really see, like, the companions are so much of it. And in the newest season, when you transition into Peter Capaldi as the Doctor, the companion, Clara, really represents the audience because she's having such a hard time accepting this new Doctor.
Yeah.
She's having such a hard time thinking of him as the Doctor, and that really represents how all of the audience is feeling.
Yeah.
When we just went from Matt Smith to this old dude, and we're like,
what is this? You're like, because it's literally like Martha's character is like, she's oblivious but not oblivious, and like, she's like a Rorschach blank page that can apply to anybody that's watching it.
Yeah.
So when the Doctor's talk to her, you're like, you're talking to me.
There's certain companions that you feel such a... Rose, when you watch the ones with Rose, you're going to just feel such a, like, connection between her and the Doctor.
Right.
That you didn't really feel quite as much with Martha.
Mm-hmm.
And even Donna.
Martha really did seem like a rebound.
Yeah, like, she wasn't... She's not one of the more prominent...
Yeah.
Companions that there has been.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
if you're gonna start with an episode,
Blink.
Definitely start with Blink.
That's what I told you, and
it's the best recommendation ever. Because if I didn't start with Blink, I started with the whole season. But if you're like, I just want to check it out, see what it's about, watch Blink. If you don't like Blink, you may like it, but Blink is like quintessential. It just works.
Yeah, it's an amazing episode.
It plays
to start
as a
with,
horror
and,
film too. Like,
and the thing is, it's. I mean, when you watch that episode, you won't be completely lost because so much is explained in that episode.
Yeah.
Because throughout
I just like that random shot of them with the bows and arrows. And like, I'm just like, he's on some adventure, and I don't even care that I don't even know what it is.
It's a great episode. And if you're just looking to test it out and see if you would be interested in the show, that is a great place to just start. And you can work from there. Because the thing with that show, I watched it in the weirdest order ever. I watched a little bit of a season with David Tennant. Then I watched all the Matt Smith seasons. Then I went back, watched season, like, 4, then 5, then 2, then 1.
Right.
And then I've also seen all of the classic Doctor Who's, of course, which, I mean, a lot of Doctor Who fans haven't. It's kind of, for me...
I may go back if I get, like, stuck
to honest,
like, the current episode.
They're not as interesting. They're not nearly as interesting.
Yeah.
They're not nearly as good. They're black and white. They're shitty quality.
Yeah.
The reason I was so interested in watching them is just because I have such, like, a passion
You're
for
just,
Doctor
I
Who.
Know.
I
is
wanted
it
to
still
know...
the apply that he has a companion and it's, like, every episode's an adventure?
Yeah.
All right, I may check it out.
I mean, the way the episodes and the seasons are laid out is differently. There are a few long episodes. There's like 4 per season.
Right.
They're laid out in a different way. But, I mean, it's for me, it was just knowing. I just wanted to know the history of him, know everything there was to know, and that's the only reason that I watched them. I didn't get into them like I got into the new Doctor Who. It was more what I got into was knowing, you know? Yeah.
What do they call in that episode, those scary things?
Which one?
Weeping Angels.
Weeping Angels. Those are my favorite.
I had a choice. I was going online. I wanted to buy a sonic screwdriver, but I was like...
I have one.
Yeah, I was like...
I have a David Tennant screwdriver.
I'll wait until I see more episodes to see which one I like the most.
I have a David Tennant screwdriver.
I just bought a TARDIS thing to go with my keys.
Yeah, see, you're, I mean, yeah, when
I almost
you watch
got a weeping
show,
angel, but I was
you're
like,
just addicted. It, you, there's
it's
no,
so good.
Either you don't like the show or you're fucking obsessed. Yeah. And that's just how it works.
Now, they're
you
still
know?
Coming out with them, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a new season out right now. I watched it. But, man, Capaldi is the new doctor, and I'm having a real hard
He's
time.
He's the cute baby face guy.
No,
right?
That's Matt Smith. That's the one before him. He just regenerated. This is the new season with Capaldi, and he's the old dude with the gray hair. All
right.
It's not the fact that he's old that bugs me. It's, I mean, with Tennant and Smith, you see this compassion. They care so much, and they do everything they can
Tennant,
to save him.
I see it. Like, I'm like, I feel for you.
Yeah.
Like, when he wraps
you
his hand around
his
when that
people,
other Time Lord, that master,
yeah.
he's like, I forgive you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And then, I mean, every time someone dies, he's like, no one else is going to die. With Capaldi, you're getting more of the Christopher Eccleston kind of vibe.
Yeah.
He doesn't care as much. And that's what bugs me, is because I know there's been doctors like that in the past. The very first doctor ever was like that. But I feel like I know personalities change. I know their faces change. But I don't think their morals should. I think you should still be getting that same doctor who cares so much about the human race.
I agree. But
so that's why I'm having a little bit of an issue with Capaldi. But
that master character, how did he survive again? Because he's another Time Lord.
He was, you saw the episode with Martha where, they used the fog watch to turn the doctor into a human, right? And he was John Smith living, So that's what
everyone
the master...
Everyone listening to this, they're like, fog watch, oh my gosh,
yeah, that's,
show. But
that's,
it's awesome.
We've been doing this for a while. But,
I thought that episode dragged on. The one with the friggin' 1890s.
But that's
one.
What the master did. He, when he left they released him. I think he was in, like, a Gallifrey prison or something.
Yeah.
They released him to help fight in the Time War. And what he did was he fled to Earth or some, I believe Earth somewhere, and he used a fog watch and became human. So he forgot he was the master. He didn't know he was a Time Lord. And he became a good person.
Right.
He was a good guy. He was the professor, which you see in that episode. And then the way the fog watch works is when you open them, the Time Lord is released and they're changed back into a Time Lord. So once that watch...
Wouldn't he be, like... I'm saying, like, how did the Master escape the war between the Daleks and the...
He just fled, like, he was an asshole. He didn't want to
help.
Oh,
yeah, that's
so
another
just...
thing. I'm sorry, but... Daleks, man. I can't get... They're not... They're fucking R2-D2 tinkering.
Yeah.
Like, kick them over. I look at them
they're
and they're
weird.
Not... How is, like, I was staring
but
at it, I'm like,
I mean,
how
they're
they,
going to be in the show forever.
A great
they are
adversary.
The...
Like, I thought when they said, like, the Daleks are coming, they're, like, butch guys that
no,
have, like,
they,
powers.
But the Daleks,
but
I
just
mean...
robots that shoot beams. I'm
but
like,
you
I could have defeated a Dalek. I'd just run and push them over.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the most threatening-looking things, but they're just... They have such a history with the show. They're going to be in it forever. They're one
Were
of the
Were they
only
in
ones...
the old school, like, 60s?
Oh, yeah. They've been in it forever.
Yeah,
I mean...
because freaking, like... Yeah, I thought that was his...
Weeping Angels are done.
Like, literally, I thought Doctor Who was about a wizard with a magic wand, and he had, like, that black R2-D2 was his companion. That,
R2-D2?
Like, R2-D2.
No, but, I mean, and a lot of them aren't... Like, Weeping Angels, Moffat, who's one of the writers, says he's probably done with the Weeping Angels. Just because, I mean, which I understand, there's only so many times you can do a statue chasing after
that
you.
That was... I'm
I love
spoiling
the Weeping
how
Angels.
It ended, but
You'll
I love how
that
ended. How the TARDIS disappeared and they
yeah.
were all...
There's awesome. More Weeping Angels
there's
in
more?
Matt Smith. Yeah. There's one,
oh,
maybe...
Awesome.
I don't remember if it's one episode combined or if it's two.
It's such a good idea, too. The whole idea of, like, they touch you... And whatever life you would have had, they get the power regenerated.
Yeah. They're a great monster, but it's more like, I mean, there's only so many times
now,
they can
we,
do a statue
are they always
chasing
doing,
after you.
When Matt Smith encounters the Weeping Angels, are they depicted as Weeping Angels or are they depicted as something else? Because
no,
aren't they a creature
still,
inside the Weeping Angel type thing?
No, the Weeping Angel is the Weeping Angel.
Oh, okay.
It's... But the thing is, it only moves when you're not looking at you. When you're not looking at it, it comes
to
life.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, they're...
Literally, like, when they did that montage of all those...
If I see a statue of an angel, I'm like, you get away from me.
I was walking to work.
I stare at it, I'm just like...
Exactly. I was walking to work, and, like, literally, just because they did that montage at the end where they're just showing statues' faces, I was looking at stuff, and I, like, wouldn't look away. I was like, don't do it.
I know.
All right, so next time I talk to you, I would have watched season one, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And, like, every time I complete a season, we'll do another episode.
All right, well, let me know when
you
want me to come back.
All right.
I'm a total Whovian.
We'll see you guys next week, and hopefully James will be back by then.
All right. Give Doctor Who a chance, guys. Bye.